What they used to call a barrel maker.
Barrel makers?
Barrel maker.
You mean it buries people?
No, a big wooden barrel, you know?
Oh, barrel. Well, I don't believe I know.
Well, it's someone's last name. Did you ever hear the name Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper, yeah, Cooper. I've heard of people named Cooper. And there used to be a man here named Cooper, and there's a man named a Cup.
Uh-huh.
And there's a man named a Saucer. So there's some man, this fella, Cup and Saucer, they met up, and there's some man that knew them both. They didn't know each other, but there's some man knew them both. Says, and he introduced them to each other, said, Mr. Cup meet Mr. Saucer.
Talking about the name Cooper or Cooper, what would you call a married woman with that last name? If you were introducing her, you'd say, this is...
Ms. Cooper.
And
Ms. Cup, whatever which it was.
Say a preacher that isn't very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching. What might you call him?
Well, some of them call them jackleg preachers, and some of them call them henpecked preachers.
How do they get
henpecked? You know, don't understand it.
Uh-huh.
Don't know much about it. It's
what does jackleg mean?
Well, that's just a fella gets up there and talks, mostly talk, and don't know much about what he's doing, what he's saying.
What else would you call a jackleg besides a preacher?
Well, a lawyer. Some lawyers, not much of a lawyer, call him a jackleg lawyer.
What about a carpenter?
Well, carpenter, same way. Jackleg carpenter, same way. And most any kind of work, if he's not entitled to it, you see, or don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Just call him a kind of a jackleg, like.
If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he...
Where was he born, Dad?
Or where does he what from?
What place is he from, what parish, or what state,
uh-huh.
Or what town?
And you'd say, he what here on the train last night?
Well, he came in here from another state on a train from another state last night. He's a stranger. You'd
uh-huh.
call him a stranger like.
And you'd say, he has what to this town? He has...
Well, you'd call him a kind of stranger to the town or a new person to the town.
You say, this is the first time that
first
he's
time,
ever...
First time he's ever been here.
Or, this is the first time he's ever what here?
Ever been at this town. Or ever arrived at this town.
Or talking about him coming. You'd say, this is the
first time he's ever come.
And you'd say, if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a...
Frost.
What if it's harder than that?
Yeah, we had a frost last night. Sometimes a light frost, sometimes a heavy frost. And if it's a dry weather,
uh-huh.
and it's a light frost, it don't hurt much. But if it's a heavy frost and dry weather, it damages the rice smart. But if it's a wet frost and a hard frost, it kills stuff completely. It don't come out.
What's worse than a hard frost when it gets even colder than that?
Well, I don't know of any kind of weather is worse except the hail.
Mm-hmm.
A hail now come, and sleet, or snow either one, and come to hard freeze on that. Of course, snow is not as bad as sleet or hail. Hail is the worst of all.
Mm-hmm.
If it hails hard enough, sometimes it's large lumps of hail, sometimes it's small.
Mm-hmm.